Always difficult to follow that magnificent choir. Thank you, choir, again for your beautiful music. And again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples and looked upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, "What seek ye?" We find a world today looking for answers to the question, "What seek ye?" in so many different ways. Too many are sowing seeds of a fruit that will not nourish an eternal soul. Let me illustrate with an experience that the central area presence he had while traveling on by train to a meeting. We were taking advantage of the time together by discussing our assignment. A man seated across the aisle became curious about our conversation. He finally asked, "Are you Protestant or Catholic?" We replied, "Neither. We are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." He acknowledged that he'd heard about the church, but then went on to say, "You'll never get very far in this country. The government only recognizes the Catholic and Protestant churches. They're the only ones who receive government financial support. A church cannot exist without government financial support." We tried to explain that our church manages very well without government help. We use the Lord's system called tithing. He insisted our church would not get very far in this country and suggested that perhaps we should place our efforts in some other part of the world. Of course, we testified the Lord's system does work and told him about all the chapels and temples we're constructing throughout the world without having to resort to borrowed funds to build them. He seemed very surprised but still unconvinced. Seeing that we could not persuade him that the church could exist without government support, we tried to change the subject. I asked, "What will happen in your country with the changes that are occurring? The declining population and the influx in numbers of immigrants eventually will make you a minority in your own land." With great national pride, he replied, "This will never happen." I countered, "How can you support such a position with immigration?"